On Monday, July 10th, Animal Planet's new series, Caught in the Moment, premieres at 9 p.m. The 10-part series follows naturalist Vanessa Garnick and young wildlife filmmaker Tristan Bayer across the globe as they catch rare and wild animal behaviors at critical moments in time. As you follow Vanessa and Tristan on the Animal Planet series, we're also bringing you weekly audio podcasts featuring Vanessa's blogs of her experiences as she travels the world.
Caught in the Moment, Pura Vida Style, Costa Rica. Pura Vida Haiku. Horizon of thoughts, untouched balance of nature, purely loving life. 5 a.m. Ostinal, Costa Rica. Can't sleep because the howler monkeys have decided to nest outside my room. And at first light, they start hollering, and you have to be very passed out to sleep through it. So here I sit, watching the pink sunrise over an empty beach, where just yesterday, thousands of Olive Ridley turtles came up to the beach to lay their eggs. It was a sight, a complete circle of life. The struggling mama tortugas laying eggs, the eggs being gathered by the locals to sell, the vultures picking at the dying mothers, and the little hatchlings making their way back to the sea. The beach is littered with broken shells and smells like musky, rotten eggs. But the vultures are doing their best as cleanup crew. It was strange to see the only legal collection of turtle eggs. The whole community came out to gather the eggs for 36 hours. Now, at first, I was freaked out, as these turtles are on the endangered species list. And here everyone was, from ages 1 to 91, digging up the eggs, then carrying big, bulging sacks away to transport and sell for food. Supposedly, the first arribada, turtle arrival, happens. And then the following days, more and more come to nest. And most of the eggs that are laid by the first ones are destroyed by the next batch of turtles coming up on the beach. So, in theory, the locals are fair in gathering the eggs. Either a commodity used or a commodity lost, I suppose. It's a tricky situation. Because this is a nice living for the locals, the selling of the eggs. And important for the survival of their community. But we won't know how this legalized collection is affecting the turtles for years to come. On a happier note, Costa Rica has seen torrential rain for the past few months, and when we came with our camera gear and crew, the clouds parted and we had amazing weather. The capuchins smacked the clams perfectly for us in the dappled sunlight of the mangrove swamps. The Jesus Christ lizard ran across the front of our kayak on cue, and the sunsets over the ocean never ceased to amaze me. Costa Rica has a rich coast, and we captured a tiny sliver of it to share. That's a wrap on this one. Tris and I are now off to Cocos Island, 300 miles off Pacific coast of Costa Rica, to do a bit of diving with hundreds of sharks and to do a little treasure hunting. Pura vida, mis amigos.